Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The Prime Minister is offering his thoughts and condolences to all those caught up in Saturday's mass stabbing at Bondi Westfield in Sydney's east. The New South Wales Premier says there'll be anger as the community grieves, and the Police Commissioner is urging patience as the investigation continues. Anthony Albanese has told 60 Minutes he holds every Australian affected by the attack in his thoughts.
My heart goes out to you as a human being. But as Prime Minister, every Australian is thinking of you at what is a very difficult time.
To date, 5 of 6 people killed in the horror have been identified. They are first-time mum Ash Good, aged 38, 25-year-old Dawn Singleton, who was planning for her wedding, 47-year-old mum of two and architect Jade Young, 55-year-old Pikri Adachia was an artist who previously worked as a senior designer in Georgia. And the only man killed in the carnage has been identified as security guard Faraz Tahir, aged 30. 12 others were hospitalised after being stabbed during the rampage by Joel Couchy, who had recently moved to Sydney from Queensland. He was shot dead at the scene by Police Inspector Amy Scott. Turning to the day's other news, and a 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of a woman in WA's southwest. Police discovered the body of the 38-year-old on Friday night at a home near Busselton. A 27-year-old woman is also assisting police with their inquiries. It's believed the three people were all known to each other. Police are bracing for significant disruptions across Melbourne today as pro-Palestinian protesters plan to blockade major choke points in the economy. They're expected to target ports, train stations, roads and offices across the country linked to Israel. A large number of businesses have directed staff to work from home. One Melbourne hospital has rescheduled some outpatient appointments. While in the Middle East, Iran launched its first ever direct assault on Israel on late Saturday, injuring 12 people. White House officials say they don't want to see an escalation of the crisis in the Middle East following the launch of 300 drones and missiles. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, St George Illawarra has run out 12-point winners over the Tigers in the NRL, while the Raiders snuck home against the Titans 21-20. The Sharks on top of the table after the opening 6 rounds. And in AFL, North Melbourne was no match for a ferocious Geelong outfit, the Cats claiming a 75-point win, while the West Coast Eagles have been reminded of that winning feeling, upstaging Richmond by 39 points to claim their first win of the season. In entertainment news, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have made a surprise appearance at Coachella. They were spotted backstage showing support for some of Taylor's collaborators, including Ice Spice. And meantime, Grimes has issued an apology after her disastrous set at Coachella. Equipment malfunctions became apparent during the second half of her set, the singer taking to X to apologise for the technical issues. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.